Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
A lot of support for Alabama Adriana on today's show. I appreciate all you who are tweeting at me and friends who are texting me. And my 17-year-old just popped into the studio. Wanted to make sure Adriana was all right. Tim Tawa, one of the most versatile defensive players that Stanford baseball has ever had. He started at third base, shortstop, center field during his freshman and sophomore years at Stanford. I got to be honest with you. Tawa was at West Lynn High School. Peyton Pritchard was there at the same time. Will Matheson was there, Stanford baseball teammate, drafted and signed last year. Anthony Mathis, who's now at Oregon, was on the same high school team with those guys. I'm wondering how anybody was ever close to those teams in basketball. Tim Tawa, three sports star at West Lynn High School, now Stanford baseball player joining us. Did you have a sense with all that talent in high school that you guys were that good?
You knew from a young age, like growing up with a lot of those guys that everyone knows from their high school days, that we had something special going on at West Lynn. So it was kind of cool to see it materialize when we got older and had the opportunity to play all together growing up through high school. So you could kind of see it coming, and then it just kind of came together in a great way.
Yeah, and I look at what you guys are all doing, and I'm like, that's got to be pretty gratifying. To see Anthony Mathis and Peyton Pritchard having a nice season at Oregon before it got interrupted, and you and Will at Stanford, and certainly looking at some of the other kids that have gone on and dug big things. Tim, the baseball season getting shut down. I mean, how did that happen in your world? Can you kind of take us through where you got the news and how sudden that was?
Yeah, it was weird. I remember the coronavirus starting. I was actually in a journalism class at Stanford, and my teacher there, when it was starting to be a big thing overseas, said that we need to watch out for it because it's going to probably come over here. And then slowly got bigger and bigger. And then I was sitting with a couple of teammates late night at practice, and one of them had their phone when we were shagging in the outfield. And he announced that the NBA had canceled their season. And kind of at that moment, I was like, there's no way that we're going to continue, especially if a large major organization is shutting down for good. And then actually the next morning, through my wall, when I was asleep, I was awakened by one of my teammates telling me that the season had been canceled, or at least saying it to another teammate, and I just happened to overhear it. So it was pretty quick in terms of the shutdown, but you kind of can see it happen, see it coming.
That's a thin wall.
Yeah.
I forgot that. In college, like, there's no secrets in college, right?
Yeah, no, we live in I live with five other teammates, and it's small rooms and one common room. And, a lot of those guys, I didn't have class until later in the day, so I was trying to get some sleep. And some of those guys had an early class, and so they were just talking. It's just so easy to hear. So.
I look back and I say, okay, Stanford baseball, you get a chance to go to Stanford, you get a chance to play baseball there. That is a no-brainer decision. What has it been like for you? And you have been very versatile. You played a number of positions. You started off with a bang, and of course the season got interrupted, so I think you're probably disappointed you didn't get a chance to get more than 16 games in. But what has that experience been like for you as a student, and then also the sports angle of it?
It's been incredible. You kind of hit the nail on the head with, when you have the opportunity to go to such an incredible school with an incredible athletic program, you don't miss out on that opportunity. So it's been incredible. I've made some of my lifelong friends there. I've met some incredible people, and taken some really great classes that have taught me a lot. So it's really special just getting to walk outside, and it's beautiful campus. And, the crazy thing is you can be biking and there are hundreds of other students around you, and you never know who's working on what or who's done something incredible. But you know that you know, if they're there, they're doing something great. So it's kind of cool that you're surrounded by greatness all the time, and that you get to at least be a part of that experience. It's been really humbling for me.
What's going to happen? Like, how is this all going to affect the draft? Because you got guys who, you know, like yourself, that didn't get a chance to play very many games. You'll probably be judged a lot on, you know, what you did a year ago. And I'm just not sure what these major league teams are going to do. What kind of guidance are you getting?
I'm just talking with my advisors and talking with my family about, you know, doing whatever I can. At this point, it's kind of like controlling what I can control. You know, I'm working out and hitting as much as possible during this time, and just trusting the process. You know, obviously it's unfortunate that the season got cut short and I didn't get to show more of what I could do for another year. But, you know, a lot of people are dealing with that too. So kind of just got to adapt. And while it's tragic, and while this is a big year for me to prove to scouts and major league teams that I'm somebody they need on their team and someone that can help their franchise win and get better, just kind of rolling with the punches and controlling what I can control and trying to make the most of the situation.
Yeah, I can't help but wonder about you as a football player. And given what's going on, I mean, we don't know if there's going to be a major league season. We don't know if there'll be a minor league season. There probably will be a football season. Are you leaning towards maybe playing some quarterback and saying, hey, you know, you can only do this once in your life? Are you leaning towards maybe playing football?
It's a good question. I'd be lying if I said I haven't missed football since I stopped playing in high school. I wouldn't say there's been serious consideration yet. There haven't been steps that have been taken to setting that up or discussing it. But if the opportunity was given and baseball wasn't working out or whatever happened, then I would definitely consider it, because you know, football is an incredible sport. And the truth is that I miss it a lot of the time. So never know what the future holds. But right now, focus on hopefully being a professional baseball player in the next month or so and starting that path.
Options are good, though. Like, you know, if I can play advisor for just a second here from my home studio in, you know, in the suburbs, if you know, if you get a chance to get drafted and also you can open the door to maybe playing quarterback somewhere, A, it gives you leverage, right, against any professional organization, mm-hmm. creates some natural leverage that's healthy. That leverage is good. And secondly, look, as I look back, Tim, you know, you have a chance to play football. You have a chance to play baseball. You might as well do it all. You did it all in high school, right?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, I'm not opposed to the idea of playing football, and there's nothing wrong with a little bit of leverage. But, yeah, again, I just don't know what the future will hold for me in terms of playing football. But, yeah, I definitely miss it. And the idea is definitely in the back of my head that if stuff doesn't work out or if the opportunity was there, that I would consider pursuing that.
All right. Hypothetically, would that football opportunity be at Stanford? Would it be somewhere else, given the NCAA rules and your ability to graduate and transfer? There's a lot of options there. Have you talked to David Shaw?
I haven't. I haven't talked to him. Ideally, I would like to stay at Stanford if that was a possibility, just because the school is incredible, and having more time there would be something that would be a great blessing and something that would be awesome for me to do. And so if that was going to happen, ideally that's where that would be. But again, I'm just not sure. I haven't really set up any formal procedures for that yet, because I'm still just focused on major league draft and becoming a professional baseball player, which has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So hopefully that works out. But then if not, then you never know what can happen.
We're talking to Tim Tawa, Stanford baseball player. I got more followers than you on Twitter. You have way more followers than me on TikTok. I have none. Maybe my 17-year-old follows me. You're at like 70,000 plus. What is going on with your TikTok account?
It's just been a fun hobby during quarantine. Me and Will Matheson always hit together at the Bat Company facility. And, you know, one day someone was using the cage that had the machine, and so we were only able to do keywork or front toss for the most part. And so, like, how can we make this more interesting? How can we have a little fun with it? And so we put a water bottle up, tried to hit it, and it got a little popular. And then that kind of was just the first start of something that's continued to grow. And it's been really fun, honestly, to make the videos. And I think the best part about it for me is that, for the most part, we're able to do a lot of good work and get our actual swings in while making the video and even some of the stuff that people don't see. So that's been good. It's been a good combination of having fun and getting better at the same time.
Now, you know, give me, you know, you got one video where you hit the ball back, it comes out of a pitching machine, you hit it back in, goes back into the pitching machine, and then you hit it again. Give me an idea of, like, that just happens, and you happen to be rolling on it, or were you trying to do that?
No, I was trying to do that. The truth is I didn't think it was ever going to happen, because this is the hole where the ball can be put in is so small, so I was just like, I don't know, maybe we'll try. So I think Will was playing golf that day, so I didn't have anybody to hit with. So it's kind of the same water ball situation as one before, where it's like, I can only do tee work. So why not try and do this while I'm doing it? Because it's still productive, still, you know, hitting line drives up the middle, and then somehow got lucky. And even it ricocheted off a screen and then hit the back, like, back netting and then came back. It was ridiculous.
And then what happens then? Like SportsCenter reaches out and says, hey, we want to put that on. Is that how this all blows up?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the TikTok algorithm works in terms of what people see and what people don't. Some videos I post do well, others do not as well. But as far as the online stuff, yeah, Instagram's reached, or SportsCenter's reached out a couple times, and a couple other larger Instagram accounts have reached out. So it's been kind of cool, because those are kind of the DMs you want to see as a younger kid, and to kind of have it realized is pretty fascinating. So,
all right, what are you going to do next? What's your next TikTok video?
It's a good question. I posted one yesterday of me and some of my current and former teammates like reenacting some of our action shots, which kind of was popular. So I don't know how I'm going to top that one, but we'll see. I've got an idea with some water balloons that might materialize, and then we'll see. We're kind of in a stage of looking for a new idea, because how I see the videos that go viral, it's taking, at least for me, because my POV is baseball, it's taking a trend that's like on the app and circulating and making it baseball.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of in the process of trying to find one of those. So we'll see, but the water balloon thing will probably be the next thing that would be fascinating, because we have my dad came back yesterday with like 400 water balloons, and I don't know if that's how many we'll use, but that sounds cool. So maybe we'll use that many. I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, I was wrong. You have 97,000 followers on TikTok. Like, is that that just blows my mind?
Yeah, it's crazy. I wish I could give you an explanation for why, but I'm not even 100% sure. I guess, I don't know. It's still crazy to me, too.
All right, so help me out with this spin the bottle thing. And for people who've never been on TikTok, can you explain it to, like, the average Joe who's listening to a sports radio show, has no idea what we're talking about, what you are copying and the baseball spin to that TikTok?
Sure. So there was a trend that was started where you, a group of, I think it was four people at first, they had a plastic water bottle with a little bit of water in it, and you'd stand in a circle, and one person would spin the water bottle, and whichever way the cap was pointing, whichever person the cap was pointing at, everyone else had to run in the opposite direction, kind of like away from where that circle was, while the other person reaches back, and the first one was an egg, so you grab an egg and you would throw it at the people running away. So it's basically just like spin the bottle. Whoever it lands on is the one throwing. Everyone else has to run and try and not get hit.
Yeah, so they're They're it, and he's picking, you know, the other person's picking up the egg trying to nail somebody.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like dodgeball, but I don't know. There's no winner, I guess, because you get hit.
Yeah.
It's no good at all. So I was watching it, and I was like, wow, that would be – what if we did a baseball spin? And so what we did was the same idea, but we put a tennis ball on a tee a little bit behind the circle and a bat where the eggs would be. And so basically we spun the bottle first, and then whoever it landed on would grab the bat while everyone ran and try to hit the tennis ball and hit somebody. And that kind of went viral, and I think in part because people thought we were using a baseball at first.
Yes, I did.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Yes, I thought.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be bad. But no, we use a tennis ball, and then we've done a couple other spins off. And we did one where we were flipping the water bottle. So if you flipped it, that would mean you were it and you landed it. And then recently we did one where we kind of reversed it. So if you spun the bottle and it landed on you, you were the one that had to run. And we did it at 3-tee setup. So it was basically three people hitting at one person. So we've done a couple spins off it, but yeah, that's been really fun.
Well, Tim, I wish you the best in the draft. I wish you the best in professional baseball. I'd love to see you in a college football game because I think the game has kind of come in your direction with your skill set. Guy who can run and make plays is in demand now. So I'd love to see that. But keep doing what you're doing on social media. That's more impressive than any of this other stuff to a certain generation. So I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll get you back. We'll get you back after the draft, and we'll see what the college football world holds for you.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Tim Tawa, there he is. Find him on TikTok if you're not already following him. Join the 97,000 others who are enjoying his viral videos. Also, let's see what he does. Look, if I'm an agent, I'm telling Tim Tawa, you got to explore college football. Let these teams draft you. Then go see what's out there college football-wise. Leverage options. Options are always good. Leverage is your friend. Leave it here. You got the BFT. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to a high school youth sports coach who's just as frustrated as everybody else out there. Parents, I got some answers for you. That's all coming up. Judah, do I need to get out here? I think so, huh?
Yeah, you got about 30 seconds.
All right, we will talk with a youth sports coach. I'll get you. I have some answers from the governor's office. They're not going to be totally satisfying, but they will satisfy part of this for a lot of parents out there. I can tell you at least what you can do and what you can't do when it comes to your kids' practice and what the state is recommending. It can also tell you that they're a little foggy on things. All right, that's still...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.